The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
So, Richard Boyd Barrett is going to be involved in a protest today at the offices of X at 12 o'clock. The protest is to demand action against the generation of image-based sexual abuse and the facilitation of child sexual abuse material. This, of course, follows all of what happened over the last number of weeks on Grok AI and on the X social media network, wherein pictures of women and pictures of children were altered by the AI to make it appear as if they were either nude or in or scantily clad. Richard Boyd Barrett joins us today. Richard, given the capacity for social media in general and that one company in particular to completely ignore any pressure that is put on it, do you hold out much hope of this protest having an impact?
Well, I think it has had an impact. I think X are on the defensive, but what's clear is they're being dragged kicking and screaming, and I don't trust them one inch to actually do the right thing here. But I think there has been some movement because of the public outrage. In fact, I was on your own radio station channel last week on Pat Kenny when I suggested that the police should be sent in, that the laws existed and that X were clearly and Grok were operating against Irish law in terms of producing these sexualized images of children and women without their consent. And it's turned out that looks like it is the case. The guards are investigating 200 instances. Now, what we're concerned about is that it's not just, obviously, the people who ask for sexualized images of children or women needs to take responsibility, but it is the company and the app that generates this, that facilitates it, that profits from it, also need to be held accountable for producing child abuse images and pornographic images of people without their consent. They need to be held to account, and we need a clear commitment. They're going to stop this despicable practice. So,
because the normal response, Richard, when those kind of allegations are put at any of the social media giants, is what they say is a variant of, yes, we will abide by the law, but fundamentally, we are not a publisher. And if you have an issue with somebody, it is with the person who used our tool to create these images, not us.
Yeah, well, I think, and again, I said this a week or so ago on your own station, I think if you read the law, where there's a number of pieces of legislation that deal with this. And as I read the law, anybody corporate, to use the sort of legal language, that is in any way involved or enabling or generating images which involve, children, being sexualized or the manipulation of images of anybody without their consent in a sexual way, that they are responsible and are guilty of criminal action.
And can I ask, where do you draw the line? Because obviously the social media companies will roll over in respect of the issues pertaining to child abuse imagery. But we saw things like the former Deputy Prime Minister of the UK, Angela Rayner, being put in, effectively being made to do a striptease by the AI and that being posted and getting thousands of views. They may say, well, sure, that's just entertainment. Is that acceptable?
No, it's absolutely not acceptable. To do that is without somebody's consent is absolutely despicable. And of course, it's misogynistic and they shouldn't be allowed to do it. And to profit from that is really disgusting. So, but again, as I read the law, and if there's any tightening up of this, then of the legal situation, then we need to do that. But actually, as I read the existing law, that is illegal. To do that without somebody's consent, not just of children, but of adults, to put them in sexualized positions or to take off their clothes without their permission, images of them, is illegal. And certainly, if there's any doubt about it, it absolutely should be a criminal offence. It's absolutely outrageous. And that's the message. And when you look at the fact that X, it would appear, are also refusing to come in front of an Oireachtas committee, this is really disgusting. I mean, it seems Elon Musk, one of the richest people in the world, wants to do his absolute best to avoid accountability so that he can make profits from pornography and child abuse. It's outrageous. And that's why we're protesting.
Richard, thank you for your time this morning. That is Richard Boyd Barrett, TD, and one of the organisations responsible for children's health has put out a statement about the impact of this kind of AI manipulation of images of children, that being the Alders Unit at Children's Health Ireland at Connolly and Talla. And Keith O'Reilly is director of the Alders Unit. The concerns that you have about the impact of the creation of these kind of images, Keith, what are they?
Maybe just to provide some context first, Anton, we provide services to children and families who have been affected by sexual abuse. Last year, we had over 500 referrals of concerns in relation to child sexual abuse. And we work increasingly where children have reported online sexual abuse. So any tool or any facility that facilitates online harm, harm of children is something that
we have. And are you seeing AI tools being used to do that?
We have certainly had experience where children have reported that, and also where children have reported, you know, that their images have been posted online, that their most intimate images have been posted online.
And but kids have said to you that images of them have been altered.
That's correct. Yes, we have had experience of that.
The damage that that does, when a child says, I discovered that somebody had taken an image of me and either nudified it or put me in a position that I wasn't in or taken off my clothes, the impact it has.
Yeah, well, the impact of sexual abuse, there are numerous impacts that sexual abuse can have. It can have a psychological impact. So it can have an impact on children's mental health. It can bring up issues of feeling shame, blame. It has an impact on their self-esteem. Also, with sexual abuse, it can have a particular impact on relationships, both current relationships and future relationships. And sexual abuse, whether it's contact sexual abuse or online sexual abuse, the impact on children can be different depending on the child and how children...
And by your definition, the sharing of images is sexual abuse?
It is, yes. Yes, because it does facilitate the sharing of images of children that are sexually abusive. If I could just mention as well that one particular issue that can come up around online sexual abuse, it for children, it can really bring about that fear that your most intimate details have been exposed to so many people to view. So, for example, I recall working with a child where very intimate images were posted online in relation to her, and she talked about her experience of walking down the street and looking around her and wondering whether the people she saw out and about walking on the street had actually seen those images of herself. So it's that feeling that once those images are up there, it brings about the most palpable feelings of vulnerability that children can have.
So what then, because Richard Boyd Barrett is making the point that as he reads the legislation, there is sufficient law there to prosecute and to act. Is that your view and that this is a prosecution issue, or is it that there needs to be a change to the law?
Yes, well, I suppose for me just to state, I'm not a legislator, but certainly, you know, the laws are there. There are laws that go back several years in relation to child abuse imagery, child sexual abuse imagery, which was previously referred to as child pornography. And certainly what we'd be talking about or we'd be looking for is some urgent regulatory action that is taken by legislators, which looks at really stronger accountability for tech platforms and also looking at this as a public health issue. So I think what really needs to be thought about is bringing together those who are involved working with children, whether that's therapy services, child protection services, policing, digital safety sectors, as well as taking on the views of children themselves with a view to looking at how sexual abuse in this way can be prevented. Because in a very basic statement, we can stop child sexual abuse from preventing it.
What's your advice to parents?
Advice to parents is that, as with any particular issue, I think it's really important that parents are able to open up channels of communication with their children, that they give them a message that if children have particular concerns about issues that happen in their lives, that they can talk to parents, even if those issues are difficult, even if children might feel that they're going to be somehow in trouble. So, like a lot of parenting issues, it's really around giving your child a
message. But do you suggest rules about access to social media? Do you suggest rules or best practice about sharing of imagery?
I think with any issues around parenting, I think parents need to be very clear with children, for example, particularly children of younger age, children, for example, under 16, what are the particular expectations they would have around that. For example, when children are on social media, some parents might find it very useful to give a child a message that, for example, if they have a phone, that parents are going to be checking the phone from time to time. So I think sometimes when we talk about online issues and you know, social media issues, parents can feel quite overwhelmed, which is understandable. But sometimes it's about bringing it right back to parenting issues, relationship issues, and having very clear boundaries with your children around what your
expectations
are.
But I wonder, to some extent, in other areas of life, there are quasi-arbitrary boundaries that are set by general consensus. Everybody uses the road, there's a speed limit. You don't say, try to find the best speed that fits the setting you're driving at. In the same way, surely what parents would benefit from is having people say, look, best practice is this. Don't give a phone until such and such an age. Don't give social media access until such and such an age. Do or don't post pictures, and if so, where and how. It's very hard to find those kind of parameters, isn't it?
It can be, but then some organisations do provide some very good advice to parents around that. So I think for parents who might feel that they're a bit on their own with this, I think it is worth looking, you know, worth bearing in mind that there is advice out there with various organisations which can help parents in relation to that. Because we do know that this is an increasing issue, you know, and it's something that I think parents could really benefit from some support on, and obviously then children get support in that way from it.
Keith, thank you. That is Keith O'Reilly, Director at the Alders Unit, CHI at Connolly in Blanchardstown.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.